we are, and it wasn't an easy route, and we had to take it a step at a time, and every game threw up its own unique challenge, and you know, today was no different. We probably were in a strong enough position too and let it slip. I suppose conceding two goals is not good to do in Championship football, but I think it's to our credit that we fought back from that, and maybe we got the rub of the green when it really mattered. I mean, the ball off the post there at the end could have fallen into Meath's hands, could have been a goal. Even the last shot for free could have gone in, but Lady Luck was on our side when it really mattered, and I suppose Sean Kavanagh made a huge difference to the whole affair. I mean, he was an outstanding player in the field, and probably as good a game as I've ever seen him play, and I've seen him play lots of them.
It was certainly nerve-jangling stuff, though, as Mickey suggested.
Call it sort of heart attack stuff, you know. It's not easy to watch that when you know that you could be in a better position and you're not in it. When you give you hand the momentum back to your opponents, well, when they seize it, it's very difficult. And, you know, me deserve a lot of credit for they put up a huge fight there, and you know, it could have been them as well as us going into the quarterfinals, and we're just happy that it's us this time.
The Tyrone manager particularly impressed by the performance of Sean Kavanagh.
Absolute leadership. I mean, whenever the thing was struggling, he just broke the line. He took on responsibility. He didn't ask anything of the players. He said, look at me go. That's really what he did. He was probably Brian Duher and Peter Canavan and Brian McGuigan all in one today. He just did the things that needed to be done and did them with authority. And did it for the 70 minutes was the biggest thing of all. Because the way he played in the first half, you thought, he'll never be able to stick this again for another 35. But when we needed, and again, of course, his free, like a lot of his frees that he took today weren't easy. And they were so crucial. And I mean, that takes a great nerve as well. So I just think I couldn't speak highly enough of Sean Kavanagh today.
And that famous sidestep, once again, caused problems.
His own players in training, they know he's going to do it and he still can do it. It's just a unique skill that he has, and you know, one man can't stop him. It takes maybe a second or a third to come in and stop that, but if he has two or three men on him, then that should be good for us. There should be others free to take something up then.
At the end of the press conference, a Dublin journalist suggested to Mickey Hart that Tyrone had committed some cynical fouls. Here's what he had to say.
Oh, I mean, you know, because at the end, it's cynical. Sure, there's rugby tackles earlier in the game too. So why would you call one more cynical than the other? Like, both teams committed fouls that were blatant from time to time. So I don't think we can point the ones at the end and say they're any different than the ones at the start. I mean, we had players pulled down in a similar fashion at other times of the game when the momentum was with us. So, I mean, we can't just be looking at this last little bit of the game and saying that's cynical or that's that. It's not. It happened during the game. Both sides were guilty of it from time to time. So what?
Next up, it's Monaghan.
That feeling of being there when Morris Fitz defied physics. Unbeatable.
We're in the thick of the action on Health 16 when Canavan fired it over.
I cried in Hyde Park as I saw them, two captains side by side, 67 years between them. I was there.
And I'll be there
this year.
All over again.
The GAA Football Championship. Nothing beats being there.